Hello, and welcome to episode 62 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, I'm sleepy by the way, we have Bottle Fairy. And that aired on 2003. It was syndicated, licensed in North America by Genome, from 2005 to 2006, which is weird because there's only a few episodes, like 13, and they were like what, 11 minutes a piece, 12 minutes a piece.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
So like they must have started airing them in December or something for it to carry over for a 2-year thing. Anyway, it's about four little fairies who discover secrets of, I would say the world, but it's really just Japan. It's sort of like their culture and stuff. I mean, there's a couple things, like they talk about love and stuff like that, but a lot of it's just like Golden Week, which is just in Japan, you know, stuff like that, and like going to school, a Japan thing.
Okay, that's all you got?
That's the premise. It's just four little fairies live with this guy that are trying to figure shit out. And like, there's a ever so slightly small overarching story, but that overarching story really only takes place in three episodes towards the end of it.
There was an overarching story?
Sort of. They wanted to become human.
Oh, right. They kind of mentioned
that. Which was like super depressing the first time they brought it up, because they were talking about becoming human and then it didn't happen. So it was like, oh, that's sad. And then the last two episodes, it happened.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
It's a show for children. For like 5-year-olds, 4-year-olds. It's not really for anyone
you
else.
You say that.
I don't see any adults watching this.
You say that.
My choice.
But is it really for children?
I think it is, yeah. I don't think there was any adult innuendos in it at all.
What about that whole beach episode where we're all in bikinis the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were sexualized that much. You know what I mean?
I don't know. And then there was that whole episode on marriage and divorce.
Yeah, you know, just teach about marriage and divorce.
Which I thought was odd. I thought divorce was very frowned upon in Japan.
Yeah, but, you know, modern age and all that. I'm sure, like, if you go to, like, the conservative side of them, would still want to make that.
This was, like, 2003.
Well, that's still pretty modern.
Yeah, but that's, like, 20... Japan's 20 years in the past, even now.
That's what it is.
No, even now, they're 20 years in the past.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a very liberal company that made this.
I don't know. I got very strange vibes off of it.
Most of it I didn't.
Well, for the episodes that were there that were strange. And then there was a whole episode on, like, marriage and divorce and stuff like that. And then there was a very, lesbian vibe going on.
Yeah.
Like, the one girl was saying, will you marry me to the other girl? And then they went in a whole homophobia kind of route that I noticed. So, I picked up on a lot of really uncomfortable things going on.
Yeah, I might not have throughout. I quite paid attention all that thoroughly. It really wasn't something that was interesting in any way.
Yeah, it was, then there was the whole beach episode where there was, these fairies look like they're 5.
Yeah, they're all of, I don't know, 5 inches tall.
Yeah.
At most.
And one of them has like a 2-piece bikini on, and like black revealing bikini with there's nothing to reveal. It's very strange, and I thought it was over-sexualized, honestly. That's why I was like, is this really for kids?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also one episode, but yeah, I see what you mean.
And, like,
whereas the rest of it isn't.
And then there was a little bit of a lesbian vibe throughout the whole thing, even on top of
I didn't get the lesbian vibe.
I got it.
I can see where you're coming with the sexualized part, especially with that one episode, but I didn't get the lesbian
I
vibe.
Watched it a lot more thoroughly than you did. You probably tuned out a lot
that's
of it. Because I tuned out in the last 3 episodes.
I paid the most attention the last 2.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, they're coming human, let's see what happens.
Okay, no, I was so done.
If something was actually happening, I was like, okay, like, this is what's important.
No, I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I got 3 months left here. Let's go and look over here. And I just stopped paying attention.
Each episode, for the most part, is like a month, and there's like something specific inside that month that they're trying to
teach. Yeah, it starts strange too, like in April for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's like when their school year sort of starts. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I think that's what
no, because there's a whole summer vacation.
Yeah, but their summer's different than ours. Like their summer isn't during the summer. I don't think.
They did a whole June, August, and July summer vacation episode. Yeah,
they were that's South America.
I don't know, but
South America summer's during our winter.
That's possible. But yeah, Japan, I think, has the same summer months than we do. Like, but yeah, so each month's a different one. Like,
I think their school year beginning. Like, I don't think it starts at the same time ours does, is what I'm saying. What I was getting at the beginning, before I went off, the whole season changed.
Right, I mean, it's possible.
I'm pretty sure their school year starts around April.
No, it's not possible, because they would go to school April, May, and then off June, July, and August?
They're not off that long. That's their school year, they go to school almost every day of the year. They have a very small winter break and a very small summer break.
Not according to this show.
Wow.
I'm just telling you
how it is. I don't know exactly how long it is. I mean, we could Google it, but you know what I mean? Like, I know they have a very strict
schedule. We're never going to Google. We always say we're going to Google something.
I'm saying we could. I'm not saying
we could. But it never happens, and then I'll edit this 6 months from...
I'm going to Google right now.
And I'll edit it 6 months. 6 months from now, and then, oh yeah, by the way, 6 months ago when we did Bottle Fairy.
How long is, I guess, school summer, right? Summer vacation, that's
the one. Yeah, there you go.
40 days, that's actually pretty big. I think it's about the size of ours, actually.
Yeah.
Ours might be a little bigger.
Because it starts probably...
Ours is usually June, July, all of August, and we come back sometime in September.
Yeah, but it starts end of June.
Is it?
Yeah, because... Well, or at least, like, the 20th of June, it's usually when it starts, because...
Left early June.
Some kind of do, but, you know, they got graduation and everything else. So it usually goes to mid-June, and it comes back, like, early September. So it lasts about as long.
Maybe, I know they have a really rigorous schedule for school, so maybe they just have less days off throughout the week or something like that.
Or maybe they have longer days.
Yeah, they could, you know, like our days, I think, are like 6 or 7 hours. They can
They probably go in earlier and stay later.
Anyway, really trying to stretch this one out here.
I mean, this was crap.
You heard everything, except for the last story arc.
I really tuned out on that, so I'm going to let you explain it.
They end up, because they spent a year with their master, their sensei, the guy, they have the opportunity to become human. And then they sort of make it into this episode where they have to play this board game. Whatever. They get to the end of the board game and
Didn't even see the board game. I was so going.
It was sort of like the game of life where you roll a die and you go however many spaces you get. And then whatever you land on, you get. But that was kind of stupid. None of that mattered. At the end of the game, they all focused their fairy magic, became a human. But, oh no, it's one human, not four different ones. Who could have guessed? And she has schizophrenia. I forget her name, whatever they called her. But, like, the four of them are living inside this human girl who's probably 12 or 13 independently, and you see their personality switch and the eye colors, because they all have a different color associated with them, so their eye color switches depending on which one's talking. So that was a bit more mature.
I noticed,
I think it really needed to be.
I noticed there are a bunch of guys chasing her at one point. Was that
so like in that last episode they were bringing him his lunch at school, and like different things were happening. They couldn't figure out how to get to him, but they were at the school, they couldn't figure out where he was. So like at one point in time they were digging up fossils. Another point in time, they were playing baseball, and then the guys were chasing them because they were doing like an idol thing where they were like singing or whatever. And then, you know, they try to get away and they want to.
No, I just saw them chasing. I looked up that one time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the thing this show has going for it is that it is 13 episodes.
They're small.
And they're 10 episodes. You can get it done in an hour and a half.
Yeah, which I did right before you showed up.
With that being said, though, this might be the worst.
Well, I mean, it's like watching Blue's Clues. Not even, something less than Blue's Clues.
The worst kids anime show.
Yeah, I mean, it is fairly bad for children, because it's not really teaching them anything.
No, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Like, if you take, like, a kid's show...
Like, that Azumanga Daioh we watched. That one was actually pretty solid for a kid's show. It was the one where... But, I mean, we went really easy on that one, because we recognized it for what it was.
Yeah.
We said it wasn't for us. This one isn't for us, and it's just crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I would never watch it. I would never want my kid to watch it, because there's just nothing in it. There's nothing, like, if you take a children's show, like, in America, like, on Disney or whatever it is, they're teaching you about addition, they're teaching you this, they're teaching you that.
Yeah.
There's a moral to the story, at the very least. It doesn't even have that.
No, this was like there was a one on festivals...
Well, and each month, each episode.
Yeah, it was like, it was... You know what was strange? It felt like it was a show for kids teaching about Japan within Japan.
Yes.
And
But if you live in Japan, then you already know those.
Yeah,
things.
So it's like, even if you're a kid, you kind of know what the... at least at the age where you would be watching this.
Yes, your parents would be telling you, hey, guess what's happening today?
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense. It's like, they made this for, like, kids in America or something, but they really missed it, you know? Because no kid's going to watch this here. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's an Asian culture thing, but...
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was weird. So, what was here for the first two?
Hold on. Before we get into that, there is something I wanted to bring up. So, I have a buddy who asked about the podcast, and he was looking through it, and he, one of his favorite...
Who's your buddy? Sure.
No. It's no one you know.
Okay, so...
Yeah. One of his favorite mangas was Triple X Holic.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, but apparently took place in a shared universe with the Tsubasa anime. You ever hear of Tsubasa?
Maybe I saw a picture or something. It rings a bell, but I don't think
it's in our list.
Yeah.
But both shows started out with Cardcaptor Sakura.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that fitting, like, in a darker telling of a story within that universe. I could see that.
Yeah, it was, I found that interesting, that it was a shared universe and stuff that never even heard of. We didn't really like that anime, because...
Cardcaptor Sakura, though, come on now. That shit's legit.
We could get it, we're on scene.
Oh, no, please don't. I remember watching an episode here or two, because it was just on TV and there's nothing else. Like, I remember seeing a little bit of it.
I think it was on with, like, Sailor Moon and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so I just found that interesting that it was within a shared universe, and we had no idea. He says, though, that the manga...
How did you know that?
I guess it was... I don't know, I didn't ask.
Should ask him. I don't know.
But he's really big into anime.
I'm pretty big into anime, like, too. That's like, man, that's some niche market there.
Like,
whatever the
bigger than you into anime. So
yeah,
he's
apparently
probably watched a lot of this different stuff. And maybe he watched that Tsubasa anime and it was pretty good.
Yeah, maybe that one's really good.
And maybe he likes...
And maybe there's an obvious connection between that and Sakura. So he looked it up and...
Maybe he likes Cardcaptor Sakura. Maybe he grew up with it. Because I can see someone like you growing up with Sailor Moon and really liking that. I mean, really, if you grew up with it,
especially if you didn't have much else to watch.
Right. And so, I can see people are allowed to like things. I'm just going on with it.
Stretch it out.
I'm trying to stretch it out. That's exactly...
Just enough, I didn't land.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. So, scoring it, I don't know. What is it, a 3? 4? It's not god-awful. It's boring. It's not for us. Yeah,
it's about... I don't know if it's even a 3.
Yeah, it's not worth it. All
right, so here... I think we gave Azumanga Daioh a 3 on our personal opinion, but like a 7 out of... or 8 for a kid's show.
Well, I think even for a kid's show, it's probably... Like
so,
a 3.
But that's what I'm saying. So, I think it's a 3 all around.
Yeah.
Not just... There's no separate in reviews, though. It's bad on all fronts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not as bad for, like, a show, but it's still bad.
No, I don't think kids should watch it, honestly.
I don't think there's any reason for them to watch it.
Yeah, no. There's plenty of other things they can, like, watch that
maybe
is...
more constructive for them.
Constructive.
A better story. Even if it's not constructive, just a better story.
Yeah, just funner to watch in general. Because this was not fun. This was just miserable to get through. For me, anyway.
For such a small amount of time you gotta watch, too.
It felt forever. It was
an
the
hour
longest.
And 20 minutes,
it
almost
felt like the longest hour and 20 minutes I ever spent. Honestly, at least when you're watching something like Koi Kaizai, you're like terrified of what's going on, and it's like
you're like, no, don't do it.
Yeah, we don't. I don't want to watch this, but I can't stop. It's like a car wreck at this point. You know, I don't know.
So, what were the first two things for me?
Chivalry of a Failed Knight and Claymore, which was really good.
Claymore was C.
Oh, I'm thinking this is C. I'm sorry. Blue Gender.
It was alright. It had its issues, but it was alright.
And Blade.
Blade.
So, I mean, it's probably Blue Gender, Blade,
yeah.
Bottle Fairy, and that's the thing that I thought. Nah. Yeah, I think that's it for this episode. There's really nothing here.
It's like 17, maybe 18 by the time we're done spinning the wheel.
Yeah, but I was editing one of our episodes that we stretched out recently.
Wasn't harsh.
Was Azumanga Daioh. And I cut like 5 minutes out of it because there was...
I don't think there's too much to cut out of this one. There's a couple quiet moments.
Yeah, I mean, that one had... I noticed one of those older episodes, there's a lot of silent moments in there.
Yeah, we're like looking for something to say.
Yeah, where these ones, we've gotten to a point where we're just rambling now. So.
Get better at it.
Yeah, we're just rambling. So there's not a lot of quiet to go through. So anyway, yeah, we're gonna spin for C now.
Next week, episode C, category C.
Know what I noticed? I'm tired. Know what you notice? You didn't say category in the beginning.
Sleep deprived. Chrono Crusade? Oh, Chrono Crusade would have been awesome. Did you know what Chrono Crusade is?
No idea.
It would have been great. We got Cromartie High School?
Cromartie High School.
That's a weird
decision. I don't know. Cromartie High School. C has a lot in it, though.
Well, let's do it real quick. Chrono Crusade, what it could have been. Kid's a demon, and she's like a little bit sexy, but not really. That's not the point of it. She's like a
nun.
Nun. Holy person.
I'm just looking at the box art there.
And like, he's like a good demon now, and like, you know, there's bad demons, and
okay,
they've got the lore behind like her weapons is really cool. She has guns, and like the bullets are like inscribed with holy literature, so it like kills. Oh, it's f-ing great. I really liked it. I mean, for the time, it's got its problems.
Okay.
Chromartie
right there above Crossing. There you go.
Ah, f-ing.
That's
26 episodes.
Shit. Okay, folks, meet Takahashi Kamiya, enrolled at some Cromartie High School where everybody is a delinquent. Kamayami is apparently the only non-delinquent in the school.
Non-delinquent?
Yep. Logically, therefore, he must be the toughest in his class. By the rather twisted logic that only a really tough rabbit would lie down with lions. Thus begins a story that parodies every cliche of tough guy anime that you've ever heard of.
It could actually be half decent.
And some you haven't. Oh, and Freddie Mercury is in it too.
Freddie fucking Mercury.
Alright, so it looks like it's... I guess it's a comedy?
Yeah, it's definitely a comedy. Comedy slice of life is what's going on.
There's a picture of a robot on the front and...
I think he's the main character.
And people who are dressed in bear suits, I want to say?
Yeah. The one bear suit, the white one at the bottom of the thing, is fairly iconic.
Yeah.
I've seen that picture of a bear suit in many things. Maybe this is where it started, because it looks to be kind of old. I'm not loading.
I don't know. Why are you clicking on it now?
I want to see how long it was. It was a full episode. Huh. Ouch. I think my computer's out. But, hey, it's not really working at the moment, but I'm sure we'll get it to work.
Yeah. Well,
next week.
Yeah, Cromartie.
Cromartie. Maybe that's his name.
Maybe. I don't know. Cromartie High School.
Yeah. That's the name of the fucking high school.
Anyway, whatever. Bye.
See you guys.